Good evening, American Fork High School, and welcome to the Mount Topanogos Marching Band Competition here on October 6th at Pleasant Grove High School. I believe you're the host here. I want to thank you for all the great hospitality offered by your parents, your staff. I'm really excited to see you. Obviously, I am Mark Stone. I'm the recently retired director of bands from Ayala High School in Chino Hills, California. And I'm super excited to be up here in Utah to evaluate and to comment on the overall visual effect of your performance this evening. I'm up in the box on the 50, and once again, I'm excited to see you. I like all your front drops, but I'll be with you as soon as you're ready. Okay, I know we're in the pre-show. I just want to be ready for when you make a big hit. Okay, in a perfect world, we'd be in right now because I am evaluating. Okay, the sequential turnaround will be super cool once we achieve it. This is really cool. Yeah, great field coverage, by the way. Okay. Okay, yeah, you got, that's a big old challenge. You got those big monster white plumes, and it was, the cover down was a little thick, and it probably body to body was, could have been perfect, but the plumes were a little thick. So let's be aware of that as we move cleaning towards the end. Okay. Yeah, a little uncertain with the auxiliary work. Big release and then the toss. Okay, I appreciate all the upper body, all the body motion. Cool uniform. Hey, can we make that soloist more visually apparent? I mean, you panned him pretty well. That wasn't bad at all, but I think we can do something. Help step out a foot or her. Okay, lots of energy here. Lots of in-your-face action. Yeah, great staging here for the auxiliary. Great inclusion. And I realize it just framed the band. Maybe someone called that inclusion, but I call it inclusion. Cool. A little crowded down here in front. I'm kind of in a low proximity. Probably the dark feel makes it feel a little more crowded. Okay. Good use of contrary motion. At this tempo, since we're using tempo as an effect, we need to make sure we're all achieving the tempo. Okay, and I'm talking about feet. And this big concert arc here with the brasses, it could be a little cleaner. Once again, these are little details. Okay, yeah, let's watch this form as it moves out. Make it more aesthetically pleasing. Got to hit that dot. Okay, yeah, we all body centered that. That's fine. They're on side two. And just a little gray as we went set to set. Yeah, like this is a little gray here, moving into that filled form. I'm still watching the brasses on side two. Okay, good rotation, but was that a block that rotated? Because it phased out. It was a block, rotates, and turned into a block. Okay. Okay, good body. Differences in achievement, though, and how much we're going to flex the upper body. Some timing issues when we change the tempo here. I'm still looking at the brasses here on side two. I'm going to get off you, I promise. Okay, some feet timing issues. The saxophones come down behind that group. Now I'm going to look over here on side one. I promise. Okay, let's make sure we've detailed how far apart our heels are. Got a trumpet player that's almost inhuman how far he can put his heels apart. So let's make sure we've decided. I would suggest shoulder width. That way it looks proportionate side to side. But, of course, we've added a lunge there. So that's going to be something to detail. Yeah, once again, it feels crowded here. Okay, you're a big fan, and I know it's a munch here in the trumpets, I get that. But it feels very crowded here with the auxiliary, and I'm talking about front hash forward, right behind the pit. Yeah, maybe if we can give a little space and let that form breathe just a bit. I like this. I like the manipulation of this prop. We're probably moving it, but we're making a big deal out of it. And I like what we're doing. Hey, free advice. Whenever you start a flute solo, push in. 90% of the time, flute solos are flat. Okay, that's out of my caption. Has nothing to do with my scoring. Just free advice. And can you show me the oboe? I know he's here. I have found him, but it took me a minute to find him. How about bringing your solo, visual solos down around that person? The one that's playing with the arch. Manipulating the arch. Okay, watch your initiation, clarinets. Okay, I like the slow tempos here. Yeah, make sure that we're managing these intervals, though, brasses. Go back here to side two. Slow, very slow tempo, small step size. Hard to fix a bad interval. So you've got to be super perfect all the time. Yeah, I really like these arches. I like them a lot. I think they're inventive. They're interesting. I think we need to do some basics with them because they're so loud visually that as I watch them go backfield, they weren't covered down. And I know that sounds silly, but that's something we need to contend with because you have a big old prop out there, and I'm going to evaluate it like I evaluate drill. Here's a big gray area as we rotate those cover downs into a diagonal here, side one. Looks like woodwinds and brass. Big group here on side one. Yeah, I know it's midseason. Don't get me wrong. But level of excellence, that's a super obvious move. Clarity of intent, or the intent is extremely clear, so we need to make sure we're achieving on the highest level. Side comment, great pitch achievement from the violin player. Once again, out of my caption. So no effect on your score. Thank you, flute. Yeah, here we're showing really good detail work at angles with these props. Yeah, make sure when we initiate into the jazz or on high brass that we do that at the same place at the same time. It seemed like everybody, when they made the transition from slow to jazz run, it was great for the first two or three steps. Yeah, once again, that's going to mitigate the effect. Go get them, Woods. Gotta love those shotguns. Okay, good body work. I like it. It's cool. It's inventive. Neat. Show that we need to continue to clarify and clean the execution of it. Okay, you got a lot of work in there, a lot of variations in how the back angles, how far we move our head over all of these things. Yeah, this is going to really maximize that effect. Yeah, nice trumpets. That's nice. Good, powerful sound to support the powerful look. Yeah, nice work, rifles. Yeah, really taking advantage of the staging opportunity. Yeah, okay. This is going to be really cool. Once we achieve it, we need to square off the direction change here in front. It's graying out. We're rounding the corner, which makes it lack clarity. It's working, but I think if you square off those corners, it's going to be clearer. Also, once again, on the rotation here, we've got to make sure you're achieving that rotation. Wow. You guys fill up that feel. Yeah. Okay, go get them, American Fork. I like your stereo drum majors. Hey, before I get into anything else, I want to make a comment I made about stereo mics. Don't perceive it as negative. It's common operating procedure here in marching band. I used them myself last year with my woodwind feature, so I don't want you to think that was negative. Okay, I'm just kind of reviewing my own commentary. I meant nothing negative. I thought you had a great woodwind feature, great projection. Everything was working. Okay, let's go right down the line. Coordination really, really strong for us 99% of the time, and I'm going to get down to talk about that a little bit more. Pacing was engaging throughout. The concept was there. Continuity was rocking. You had me engaged the entire show. You had me totally involved. Interpretation of the music, I thought we did a very strong job here. Tension release, I think we need to release. I think you're a lot in the face, and I don't know if there's anything you can do about it now, but it was exciting. It's motivating, but I think that we need to find a time where we can back all that off. Okay, because it was, like I said, a lot of in your face. There's a lot of tension, a lot of impact and climaxes, but I didn't get a lot of release. So something to think about moving forward. Okay, I don't know. Oh, you're going to Grand Nationals this year. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you got a lot of Grand National stuff. I should have been thinking about that as I was going through talking about it. You've got a lot of Grand National content in your show. We got to make sure that you clean those rotations, though, because that's gonna be a real liability for you. As far as all your bells and whistles you've got going on out there, that's all Grand National stuff. Okay, and that's great. You need to find a place to release. Okay, be careful of your battery. And I know you know this. You've been there before. But at times, I think we had some shots going on and some other things. A rim shot will kill you. And now I'm getting into some other advice. I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that. Let me get back to my caption. Let's go on to effectiveness of the performers. Oh, that communication was very strong. Emotional intensity was very strong. But once again, I'm going to underline intensity. You had great intensity. When do I take a breath? When did you take a breath? Okay, so this is going to, you find some place, maybe you can bring out some nuances. Obviously, we know that your main focus is going to be on excellence and professionalism. You play great. There's a lot, once again, you've got all the bells and whistles that you need for a Grand National show. But we need to make sure that we're moving forward. Your professionalism, your excellence lending to effect. You're going to go to a place where all of the bands designed very, very well. It's going to come down to who executes on that day. So something to think about. Really think about consistency. Think about doing the same thing every day the same way with the same levels of achievement. Okay? And this, now I'm kind of getting into Grand National advice. So once again, I totally enjoyed your show. I think you've got tremendous potential. Enjoy. You've got, I think, 3 weeks going into Red Rock, then a couple weeks, and then you're back east. So I want you to enjoy the season, enjoy the time, live it, love it, and remember it, and good luck. Glad I could see you. Thank you.